Welcome to the Extra Business Edition podcast with Ted Robertson. The Extra Business Edition is a production of the KRDO Network. And now, Ted Robertson.
Good morning. Happy Friday, February 28th, the last day, sort of, the last real day of the month. It is a leap year, so my guests and I are trying to figure this out. Greg Dingrando, PIO for Regional Building Department, and of course, Roger Lovell, the building official. I have spent some time with you guys before, enjoyed it then. We're going to get a little more deeply into the nuts, bolts, and bones of doing business with the regional department. If you are in this business, connected to it, if you're a homeowner, or if you're a business owner, somehow, some way, someday, you're going to meet these guys, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Especially the way things are going here in the Pikes Peak region.
Oh my gosh, yeah, you were talking about some pretty interesting stuff. And just to kind of get things started on an interesting note, you guys are, you're watching the new Olympic Museum, right? That's under your auspices in terms of making sure everything meets code. Yesterday, a very big day, or was it day before? The last panel.
I think that was 2 days ago now.
Yeah, I think you're right. The last panel was installed, those silver, beautiful silver panels. Roger, you know a little something about how that works.
Well, that's a really big milestone on that project just because of the complexity of that building and everything it takes to get there. So congratulations to the contractor for pulling that off. GE Johnson's doing a fantastic job on that project.
The panels themselves, though, that is an act of art, science, and magic.
Yeah, every panel is different. No two panels are the same shape or size. And everyone has a predetermined location, so they have to hit their layout just perfect. So the fact that last panel fit, somebody's got to be really happy about that.
I'm quite sure they are, because the steps getting to that was part of the process that you described to me. I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, there's a lot of, my understanding is they've scanned the building, laser scanned the building a number of times just to make sure that everything is going together correctly. A lot of laser scanning before pieces go into fabrication, so you get it laser scanned, and then you got to rush the fabrication part of it. And it's been a really neat project to watch. Nothing else like it.
Yeah, and that is because that the unique shape of that building. There is no plane that's actually flat.
It's not a box.
No.
All you got to do is drive by it, and you'll see it's not a box. It's a very interesting shape. And the layout on the inside is very unique, too. So I think people will be very interested, and it's going to be a phenomenal building to visit just from the building itself, let alone all the really cool exhibits in there.
And that's what I so enjoy about that stuff is the complexity of it. And it speaks loudly and clearly to what you guys are dealing with when you're out in the field.
Yeah.
Nothing is the same usually.
Well, and what they're doing with the Olympic Museum is something that probably couldn't have been done 10 years ago just because of advances in technology. And it's neat to see what you can do with technology.
Absolutely. Greg, we're going to spend the next four segments together.
Sure.
I have a full agenda. You want to kind of lay out what that looks like?
Yeah, I think obviously we never know what we're going to go through with you. You always throw whatever's on your mind, which is perfect. But I think we'll go through, you know, some of the relationships that we have with our customers. You know, customer service is a huge thing for us, so we really wanted to talk about some of the things that we kind of deal with our customers on a daily basis. Commercial projects, kind of how we're able to kind of help a lot, some of these large commercial projects along, some projects like the Olympic Museum, some of the number of pre-submittal things and different meetings that we have to help move things along. And then there's a lot of other agencies that we work with. A lot of people don't realize that we kind of, there are a lot of other agencies in our building, not just regional building, inside the Regional Development Center. So we work very closely with them. And then, of course, a lot of education classes that we offer to really help move things along, whether it be for homeowners, for realtors, for builders, kind of all of the above. We're all just trying to help.
So to kind of get things started, you are about building strong relationships with all your customers. And those customers range from homeowners all the way up to the GE Johnsons of the world and everything in between.
You got it.
Yeah, and our goal is to everything we can do up front. We kind of view ourselves as a partner in the construction process rather than a regulatory agency. We want to be part of the solution, and we want to help as much as we can, whether it's a homeowner who might be doing something as simple as building a shed or a deck or a basement finish, give them some of the key points, help them with their design when it comes to, and then everything in between. you know, help with the big projects on what the pitfalls are. We offer pre-construction meetings and pre-submittal meetings and everything we can do to get ahead of the game. We just like the contractor, just like the homeowner, we want the project to finish under budget and ahead of time.
Well, and that sensitivity to people who are in business and who earn their living by doing these, by doing building projects and doing the things that they do, they're hired by people. They're under pressure. They're under the gun to make deadlines. And the more you can get done in advance with these guys, the more profit they're going to earn. That's a very business-friendly approach, at least as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I think a lot of it comes from the people that we try to hire as well. We try and hire people who have been in the industry, who have been on the other side of the table or the other side of the job site. They know what the pitfalls are and what it means when you've got a delayed inspection or when you can't get your plans approved. So everybody that we have understands that, and they're working to avoid those type of delays.
In a world when you're a fee inspector or providing a service for a fee that helps a person's business work better, you know, if you're working together, you become a walking string attached to somebody's money, and you've got to be kind of careful about that.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, we understand that, and that's kind of the way we go about it. And I think that's why we do a lot of education and some of these pre-submittal meetings, because we are aware of that a lot of what happens with us is tied to money, and because it is so much better to prevent problems from ever happening. Because in the construction industry, if we catch it on the back end and something's wrong, then that's not only adding time,
costs
it's
money,
a significant amount of money.
And as part of that culture, all about building strong relationships to make it easier for businesses to get their jobs done. It's all about excellent customer service. Your inspections are same day. Everything is updated in the field. The inspection results are updated right there. That's new technology helping things out a lot. The inspectors work the same areas, and so you can develop a relationship with your inspector, which is something I think is a real advantage for everybody all the way around. And building fees, lowest in the state for single-family homes, for example. You guys are not looking for a chunk of somebody's profits. You're looking to have enough funding to run the operation and so that you can do it well.
We haven't increased fees since probably 1999. It's been a long time since we've done anything with fees. We don't have any intent to do anything with fees. Our goal is to continue to increase efficiency and keep those fees as low as possible.
My guest today, Greg Dingrando, PIO for the Regional Building Department, and Roger Lovell, building official. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to focus a little bit of our time on commercial projects, including pre-submittal meetings and pre-construction meetings, and frequent inspections that prevent wasted work. I think those are boons to construction kind, as far as I'm concerned. I'm Ted Robertson. You're listening to the Extra Business Edition. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Welcome back. Happy Friday to you. If you're just joining us, my guests are Greg Dingrando, PIO, and Roger Lovell, building official for the Regional Building Department. I hope you guys don't mind if I just kind of shorten it up.
Not at all.
It's all good.
I mean,
still accurate.
Well, back in the day when I was swinging a hammer, you know, I saw you guys on my jobs a lot, and it was great. It was always good. And it just sounds like it's gotten better and better and better over time, as said. And, you know, Roger, I know you've been there, and you were there back in my day. I
mean, probably worked with you.
It's possible. Yep. It's very possible. There were some great guys there then, and I hope you don't mind my saying there are great guys there now. So life is good. If you are a builder, if you're a homeowner, if you're something in between and you need help, this is a place where you can go. They're going to walk you. You guys are going to walk you call them customers. Everybody's a customer.
Yep.
And you're providing a service. You know they need you, and you don't come off as a necessary evil. That's kind of the really cool thing here.
That's the hope.
Yeah.
We hope to not be foreseen as that.
So we wanted to focus now on commercial projects, the pre-submittal meetings, for example, pre-construction meetings, the frequency of inspections. Roger, that seems pretty important here because you know, you could ask the question, why are you guys on my job site so many times? But then flip that around and talk about the advantage of why you're on job sites so much.
Well, we want to be on the job site as much as we can be so that we can help the contractor out so that they're not setting their schedules based on our inspections. when a contractor has to revise their schedule or change it, they're not, it's not efficient. They're waiting on us. We don't want anybody waiting on us. That's why we offer same day inspections. When it comes to the commercial side of things, we have a number of services that we offer. We offer a pre-submittal meeting where the design team can come in, sit down with plan reviewers, go through the project before it's even submitted and try and establish what some of the difficult parts of the project are and get some information up front so that it streamlines the review process and shortens that. We offer electronic plan reviews so that the plans can be submitted electronically. That allows for concurrent review of plans. When it comes to the inspection side, we'll also offer pre-construction meetings where a number of our staff on the inspection side will go through the plans and try and figure out what some of the difficult parts of the project will be, work with the contractor and the superintendents to say, okay, let's make sure we look at this and let's get this right the first time. And that really helps streamline the process as well. And then when it comes to the inspection side, one of the things that we ask our inspectors are, if they're out there for a given inspection, keep your eye out for some other things that might be coming along so that you can give the contractor a heads up on, hey, let's make sure we get this or something so that it doesn't become a problem.
Could be something structural. It could be a fastener, an anchor, spacing, weight bearing loads. You guys have to be part engineer and part artist. You got to be a lot of things in order to pick stuff up in advance that you can start working with a contractor on. You got to be really detailed to catch that stuff that could become a red flag later if you don't address it.
It takes experience in the industry.
But, a lot of experience.
But, you know, with as much as we have going on out there right now, it's pretty easy to get some experience because there's a lot going on.
There really, really is. Pre-submittal meetings intrigue me a lot because you're talking about inviting the design team. So if GE Johnson's design team now has the plans ready before they submit them, you can have them vetted.
Yeah.
So that when you do submit them, they're ready for approval.
They can contact us. We'll set up a time to meet, sit down with whatever reviewers they want to sit down with in our office and go through the plans.
Are you, so they're coming to your office?
Yep.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. And then pre-construction meetings. That's talking about timelines and scheduling and inspection frequencies, things. It's just sort of laying out how things are going to work.
Yeah. What it's doing is it's putting a face with a name, for mm-hmm. one. It's getting the staff that's going to be working on the job from the contractor standpoint, meeting our seniors, meeting our inspectors, exchanging cell phone numbers, and getting to know each other, and then talking about expectations, when to call for inspections, and just establishing a working relationship.
You're meeting the job site superintendents, basically, the guys who are running the show on the ground. Who are you going to be interfacing with?
Yep.
I think it's good for the contractors as well because you're also having the subcontractors, or you could have the subcontractors. So you're really getting all the players into one room, meeting each other and networking and whatnot, and that's all before you really get going and into the mix of it.
I'm really glad you hit that point because in big construction projects, you take these apartment complexes that are 300 and 400 units around, and there's several examples of those along the Powers Corridor, for example. There are a lot of people involved in those. And the primes, the subs, and everybody in between. There is leadership all the way down the chain. And in some cases, you do want to meet with all of those folks so that they have a face to the name.
Yeah, and those projects move so fast, Ted, that it doesn't take long for one of them to get off track. So we want to get it on track from the very get-go, from before concrete goes in the ground.
Oh, gosh, yeah. You're out there at soils testing engineering phase, right?
Yep.
You're watching to make sure that all that meets, you know, these slabs that sit on the ground and they're tensioned, the cables that go through them, all that kind of stuff has to be. My memory is that those things have to be 1,500 PSI. That's the tension on those cables that go through those slabs that sit on the ground.
That or higher, yeah.
Yeah, and you're going to park in an entire three-story complex, apartment complex on top of that. So, you know, that stuff has to be on solid ground, and Colorado Springs dirt is a little goofy.
It changes quite a bit, yeah.
So, I'll tell you what, guys, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the partner agencies that you work with. We'll talk a lot about the Regional Development Center itself. We're going to get a news break at the bottom of the hour, traffic and weather after that. Greg Dingrando, PIO for Regional Building Department. Roger Lovell, Building Official, PIO. I'm Ted Robertson. Did I say Building Official, PIO?
I think you did.
I did.
We're okay. Both.
All right. Roger, you just be the building official. Just do that.
That's what you want.
Okay, now I'm going to try to just be me. Okay, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Welcome back. Happy Friday. I'm Ted Robertson. My guest today, Greg Dingrando, the PIO, and Roger Lovell, the building official for Pikes Peak Regional Building Department. We are all about making the business of doing business with Regional Building Department easier.
Yep.
So that your business works better when you're out there trying to get a job done. Somebody's Certainly. Hired you, and the only thing between you and your money is a good inspection. I mean, yeah, isn't that true?
We wanted to make it go as smoothly as possible. And timelines, deadlines, they're so crucial when it comes to any sort of building and construction. And we're not ever wanting to be the reason that we're putting anybody behind. We want to help move things along smoothly and get things done.
So what you have taught me so far in these last couple of sessions together is you're very proactive, you're very forward-thinking, got a lot of longevity on the team. Roger, you're a great example of that. And a lot of continuity, a lot of consistency. You work really hard with your team of – we're not calling them inspectors per se anymore, are we? You call them a different kind of thing now.
Well, we have everything from inspectors, commercial inspectors, seniors, plans examiners, and – Ted, you touched on something really good, consistency and continuity. This is still a human industry, and because it's human, we're going to have differences. But one thing that we always encourage the people that we're working with, if you have a question, reach out and contact us. Ask the question. There's no such thing as a stupid question. And don't be afraid to question what the inspector's telling you. It all comes from a code book, and part of our job is to explain where it comes from.
And we're working on the 2010 code now?
2015 international codes is what we're on. I know a lot of people always have this question. Right now, we don't have any intention of adopting the 2018 codes. We, at some point, will be looking forward and starting to review the 2021 codes, but that's a ways out. Code changes, whole nother topic. We'll come back and talk to you at that point.
Always a worthy discussion as well. It gives folks an idea of what's coming down the pike. What is it that I have to do differently now than that I can't? And why has it changed? I'm sure you get asked why a lot in situations like that. It's worked this way since Fred Flintstone, put the slab on the top of his house and called it a roof.
And that's probably a whole nother show. The only code changes, we're a little off topic right now, but the only code change that we have potentially coming would be at the state level, which would be looking, the state of Colorado is looking at the 2018 International Plumbing Code. And the state adopts the electrical and plumbing codes. We don't have any choice in that. We have 12 months to adopt them locally. So that is coming. But other than that, no other code changes in the works.
All right. So getting us back on topic, and Sorry. Thank you for that very gentle reminder. No, that was me. Greg, you were right. Never know what he's going to throw out next. Working with partner agencies, the Regional Development Center is set up, you say, as a one-stop shop.
Yeah, our building is really interesting. If you come in, to some people it might be a bit confusing because you have some agencies that are sort of easily confused in the sense of, oh, well, you guys do zoning, you guys are the city, or you're the county. They're separated out, but the idea was to set up everything in the Regional Development Center as a one-stop shop, that you could go across the hall from us, you could go over to county zoning, or you could go upstairs and go to city zoning, take care of things there, then come down and to us and get your permits or get your plans approved and whatnot. So it really is set up to try to make things easy as possible for people to just physically come into our building and get everything they need from the city and from zoning. We have county health in our building. Colorado Springs Utilities is in our building. City Fire is in our building. So we really have a lot of different agencies that work together all in one place for you.
So if for some reason as a building and remodeling contractor you find yourself in the wrong line, you're not leaving the building to go get in the right line.
Exactly,
and it's
right.
Never fun to be in a line to begin with. And that's what you guys are also trying to cure, is that quick turn and getting people through and getting them to the place that they need to be. And that's what I think the luxury of the Regional Development Center is. didn't have that back in my day.
Well, and we try and work with each one of our partner agencies too to make sure that we're directing people to go to the right place and making sure that everybody, regardless of the name, is getting as much consistent information as possible.
It also encourages, how you've couched this, Roger, it encourages strong communication between the agencies.
Yeah, I think communication throughout the whole industry, communication is the key. And more often than not, when we have a project that goes south, it's due to lack of communication at some level. Mm-hmm. And so we do everything we can to ensure that communication isn't a problem. But more often than not, it's a miscommunication that creates a problem.
And a problem easily solved with all of you being together.
Hopefully. Yeah.
And so, you know, it's everything from passing in the hall or having formal get-togethers to talk about best practices, challenges that you're all facing. You know, how do we solve this problem? How do we make things better? It's kind of working like that, Greg.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, one thing that I see the benefit is whenever it's the paper plans, the old school big rolls of paper plans on commercial projects where they have to physically be walked upstairs. So could you imagine having to drive somewhere else to get that plan? Whereas the case now, city fire, city zoning, and they can just come down and we share those plans and just walk right back upstairs with that plan. So it just makes it so much easier to be in the same building. And like you said, walking by and seeing someone in person, just passing in the hall can really help.
That Robertson guy is trying to build an upside down house.
Yep.
How do we convince him? Yeah. So I'm sure there are one of the true of those conversations now and again. In that building, you're also doing some fee collections. Other agencies.
Go ahead.
Well, I think in certain instances, we collect the fees for the other agencies because when it comes to on the permits. So when they're pulling those permits, you're actually paying for some of the fees for the other agencies. And Roger's been really involved for a long time now as far as working that out, working out those deals. And I think it just makes it easier for the contractors and for the homeowners that they don't have to go to so many different places to pay little fees here and there. It's just one, when you get that permit, it's actually including a lot of different things. And we hope that it makes it just a lot easier for everybody.
How long ago did that come into play?
It's kind of evolved over the years, and the goal, as Greg put it, is we don't collect all the fees. We don't collect all the fees for every agency or entity, but we do collect a number of the fees. And again, the goal there is to simplify the process. We then remit those fees back over to the jurisdiction, but it just simplifies the process when you have to write one check instead of five. It streamlines the process a little bit.
Here we are at 9:45. We're going to take another break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the educational piece of the work that you do at the Regional Building Department. We are all about being a business and the business of doing business with the Regional Building Department. How's that for an alliteration on a Friday?
We'll let you say that, Ted.
I've said it once. I can't do it twice. I'm Ted Robertson. You're listening to the Extra Business Edition. My guests today, Greg DiGrando, PIO, and Roger Lovell, building official for the Regional Building Department. We'll be back in a couple of shakes of a lamb's tail. And welcome back to the Extra Business Edition. A very happy Friday, February 28th. Remember, tomorrow everything goes away because it's not a real day, right? It's a leap year.
Just every 4 years.
It's funny to watch you crack up when I do that, Greg. I tell you what. My guest, Greg DiGrando, a PIO. Greg, you've got a background in media. You want to share a little bit about that?
Yeah, I was in TV for about 12 years. That's what brought me here to Colorado Springs. So I worked at one of the local TV stations here in town for a little over 3.5 years.
Didn't have KRDO in its initials?
It did not. although I know a lot of the folks here at KRDO and have pretty good relationships with them on a competition
of course,
level.
Yeah.
But eventually decided to kind of change things up a little bit and went and worked for El Paso County and their PIO office. And now with Regional Building for a little over a year. So it's been a good move for me. I'm still learning a lot about the building industry, but I hope I've been able to kind of bring my TV and journalism background to kind of help things out with Regional.
I would say that it's working. And on a programming note, the conversations off the air are just about as fun as the ones on.
Absolutely.
What we decided we're going to do is we're going to meet here quarterly.
Yeah.
We're going to put faces to names. I know that sounds odd in radio, but we do post these as a podcast. And when we post the podcast and on our social media sites, you will see photographs of the people that we're interviewing. So you're going to get to know an inspector.
We might have to rethink some things.
You'll get to know somebody from plan review. You'll get to see a face and put a face to the name, because that's so important. I know, especially to you, Roger. Roger, your background, you come from a background as an engineer.
Yeah, I grew up here in Colorado Springs, and I ended up going to the University of Wyoming for structural engineering and worked here locally as a structural engineer for a number of years. And I just got to a point in my career where I decided it was time for a change. Interestingly enough, I had some bad experiences with the building department, and I think part of that's what intrigued me to go to work for the building department. So that was 18 years ago, and I've been with the department for 18 years, and it's been fantastic. I love it.
And you both brought that heart for service to the public. You want to see things work better. You want your customers to be comfortable, confident, trusting. Hugely important, especially in an environment where you could be a barrier, and that's not what you want to be.
Right. We try and operate as a business, not as a mm-hmm. government. And I never thought of myself as a government employee, rather a business. And because we can operate like a business, it gives us the ability to understand the needs of local businesses and consumers better, I think. And that's our goal, is to work with people.
And along the lines of working with people, you have a series of education classes. You want to kind of break that down?
Yeah, this has become a pretty big part of my job. In addition to handling the media and PIO stuff, we've been doing a lot of these education classes, some of which started before I came on board, and some that we're actually starting through some of the work that I've put in. But Contractor 101 was something that was started shortly before I got started, and it's really taken off. It's really starting to get popular, and basically that's set up for new contractors coming on board, homeowners that are wanting to do some of the work themselves, or even veteran contractors who are wanting a little bit of a refresher, because we are making some changes as we go, particularly with our website. So this is just something that's basically, it's just a crash course on what we do, how to kind of work with us in the community. If you're building something that's going to need to be permitted, what you need to know from us, how to get that permit, how to submit those plans, how to call in those inspections, how to kind of work with the inspectors and whatnot. And that's been one of the many classes that we've offered, and we can go one by one, but I'm pretty proud of that one. I really am thankful and proud that it's taking off the way it is.
That's 101 you're talking about.
Yep, Contractor 101.
Where I, as a homeowner, I've got a project to do, and I've got to learn the process because I am told I need to pull a permit on what I want to do.
That's right, and don't let the name scare you if you're a homeowner doing it. I use the air quotes, and this is radio, so it doesn't work, but if you're doing your own work as a homeowner, you are essentially the contractor for that, so you are just as welcome to come in and learn just like the contractors are.
Yeah,
and it's free.
That's the
best part.
It does just get better. The world of real estate is really humming again after a long time in the doldrums. 2008 came, went, and it stayed for a while. But it did go. Now that it's gone, we have another 3,000 or so active real estate agents. We have less than 600 houses available on the market at any given time. There's a lot of competition. They're facing all kinds of pressure to get the houses not sold because they sell fast, but get the deals closed. Mm-hmm. And between the day somebody says, yes, I want this house, and the day they want to move in, that time is getting shorter and shorter. The pressure is getting harder and harder, and realtors got to know stuff.
They do. I mean, we get calls and questions all the time of, oh my gosh, and they're kind of frantic because they're on a time crunch, right? I got to close tomorrow, and then I just figured out that basement was never permitted. That finished basement was never permitted. So we get a lot of calls. So we thought of, well, maybe it'd be better to just go ahead and educate some of these realtors. And then they can kind of be the boots on the ground, and they can actually work with their clients and let them know, okay, so if you do this, you're going to need to get that permitted, or this is how you're going to have to handle that. So, and you mentioned it, the competition, there's so many realtors out there, and a lot of them are new. So that's where these education classes really come into play, because there's a lot that we can't educate them on when it comes to permits and different things.
Guys, the clock got us again. Greg DeGrando, PIO, and Roger Lovell, building official for Regional Building Department. Thank you both so much for spending some time with us. We'll be back here in just a few weeks from now. We'll pick up where we left off, and we'll introduce some new people and topics.
Thanks for having us, Ted.
Thank you, guys. We'll be back with the Extra Business Edition next week right here at 9 o'clock.
You've been listening to the Extra Business Edition podcast with Ted Robertson. The Extra Business Edition is a production of the KRDO Network and airs live Friday mornings at 9 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and KRDO.com. Listen on demand at KRDO.com under the radio tab. Click on podcasts.